Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So a few episodes ago, I talked about imposter syndrome. I told the story of somebody who reached out to me because they had watched my webinar and they wanted to book a call with me. And in the request, he mentioned that he'd already worked with X, Y, and Z, insert big names in my industry, and he learned a lot from them, and now he wanted to know what he could learn from me. And I talked about in that episode how I had a really kind of bad case of imposter syndrome after that message, because I was like, look, he'd already worked with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. What is he going to learn from me? And I talked about how I got over that and positioned myself from a mindset perspective to take the call. So quick update on that front. I had the call yesterday. It went very, very well. And he immediately asked, as soon as we were done the call, to become a coaching client. I graciously accepted him into the community. And just today, this is the day after the call, he made his first payment. And then he sent me an email. And in the email, he said, if you'd like a referral, I would say you easily provided me with at least $100,000 worth of value on our call yesterday alone. Okay, so he said that I easily provided over $100,000 worth of value to him on our call yesterday alone. This is before he even became a client. This was just the free call. And I mean, needless to say, I was blown away by that. I mean, how did I give this guy $100,000 worth of value? I mean, I did think the call went well. He became a client, so obviously it went well. But $100,000 worth of value? How is that even possible? Well, there's a few reasons why he said that. First of all, just a little bit of context to this. This is a very successful consultant. He's doing about $500,000 in revenue already. He wants to get to $1 million, and that was the nature of our conversation, and that's what I'm going to be helping him do going forward. But there were two things that happened before we even had the conversation that made this just an easy home run. Okay, first of all, he showed up ready for the conversation. And the way that he prepared himself was by watching a free webinar that I offer. It's a 45-minute webinar where I articulate my approach. He sat through the webinar, he watched the entire thing, he made it to the very end, got to the call to action, took the call to action. So right away, somebody that sits through a 45-minute webinar like that, they are warm. They are ripe for the picking. They know who you are. They understand your approach. They now see you as the expert, and they're ready for a conversation with you. So that was the first thing. The second thing was he was ready to extract value from the conversation. And this is so important because I have so many calls with people who are not ready to extract value. They're not there. They're not prepared. They're not of the right mindset. They don't really know how to extract value. They wouldn't know value if they hit them on the backside, okay? And you can tell. You can tell just by the attitude, the nature of the conversation, the way they're responding. They're not really in this to take it seriously or to take action. They're really just humoring themselves, and they're humoring you. And those conversations rarely go anywhere. But this guy was ready. He was ready. And the first thing he said to me was, look, I've already worked with all these big names. I learned a ton from them. And as soon as I discovered you, I wanted to know, what could I learn from you? So he's got a certain mindset. And his mindset is, there are people out there who provide value. I want to go find those people, and I want to extract as much value from them as possible. Okay? And so he's actively going out looking for those people. He's consuming their content. He's watching their webinars. And then when the opportunity presents itself, he's paying to work with them. Okay? And it's no surprise that he's already got $500,000 a year business. You know, that he's a thought leader in his industry. He's really at the top of the pile and has virtually no competition. It's not a surprise because here's somebody who clearly has consistently been going out, looking for people who can help him, getting their advice, paying for their advice, and then taking action on their advice. And so the lesson I'm learning from all of this is, positioning pays off handsomely. That if you are positioned as an expert, and if you invest in getting your message in front of the right people, eventually the right people will find you. And when they do find you, they are going to be gracious for the opportunity to work with you because they know that you have what they need. Okay. And if you position well and you invest in getting your message in front of people, eventually the right people will find you. But if that's not happening, if you're not having conversations like this one, if this is something that is just, you know, it sounds like, oh, that would never happen to me, then there's something wrong. Okay. There's something wrong with your positioning. There's something wrong with the way you're presenting yourself. There's something wrong with your messaging. There's something just not quite right. And so instead of just continuing to do what you've been doing and expecting to get different results, I would take a step back and I would take a good hard look at, well, how am I positioned here? Okay, how am I showing people that I am the expert? How am I demonstrating to them that my time and my expertise is valuable and that they would be fortunate to have access to it? And I think if you take a good hard look at that and you ask yourself those questions, the path forward is going to become much more clear. If you want any help with that, reach out to me. Send me an email at ahmed@boutiquegrowth.com. That's ahmad@boutiquegrowth.com. And let's see if we can help you. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.